Know what we're asking for. Make the right recommendations and stand accountable. Even if your signature is on the contract, Charles.
Thank you.
Item 81, request of Mimi Germain to address council regarding police misconduct.
Hi, my name is Mimi Germain. I have a plea for city council today. I didn't know it was a plea, but I spoke to a lawyer this morning, and he said, this is a plea. Dr. Martin Luther King had what I call the triple threat, and he dealt with it. And I want to reiterate what it was that he said and how I think we can make things move along in our city. The triple threat, racism, poverty, and militarism. These are the things that he addressed, and this is what I'm addressing today. I come today in solidarity as a white woman with the black community of Portland and black communities everywhere. Daily, I see the oppression of my black sisters and brothers. It is easy to see because it is everywhere if your eyes and heart are watching. Empathy and understanding don't require much more than an opening of the heart. I am here to talk to your hearts. We are in a fight for justice. We, white, black, red, yellow, all of us, need equality. We are in a fight for justice, and we will not sit quietly or politely in your institutions. We will win. Justice occurs when oppressors have been held accountable for the crimes they have committed against society. Today I speak about the crimes committed against the black community by Portland's racist police who go unpunished and free to continue to commit terror against people of color in this city. Today I'm speaking about the injustices of children of color not having adequate education in our schools while paying white overlords hundreds of thousands of dollars to continue the oppression at hand. Today I'm talking about the militarization of the police force that is present not only at protests and marches, but also at school board meetings to protect the board from the people they are supposed to be working for, which is what happened last night. Demilitarize your minds so that you can see the insanity of what you are doing to the people in your community, the people who have hired you to do your jobs. Racial profiling and an unfettered power over the black community must change. If you must enforce something, enforce dignity for all humanity right here in the city of Portland. Care about what you have been elected to do. In honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, whose name is a guiding light for truth and justice for all, I ask you to use your collective power to immediately hold accountable all police behavior that resembles, even in its shadows, a reflection of racism. End racism now. This can be done today. Will you stand with me in full commitment to ensure that the black community can not only relinquish its fear of walking in the streets of Portland, but thrive in our city? In honor of the truth spoken by Dr. Martin Luther King for equality of all people, will you stand with me? All of us in this chamber, in city council, stand with me and end racism in Portland now. We will hold you accountable.
Thank you, Ms. Graham. And again, if you'd like a cinnamon roll, there's one to your left.
I do not want one.